It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd at Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also, the fine folks, the Georgia Dairy Farmers, What's Your Milk Mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. And it's time to bring in Bill Overin for today's Athens Little League Report. Bill, hope you're doing well, and take it away, sir.
Doing just fine, guys. Thanks for asking. This is the Little League Report for Tuesday, April 10th. We've got some leftovers from Friday night as well as games last night, so let me get right to it. One more from Friday night, Major Leagues, Hawthorne Drugs versus State Bank. Hawthorne was led on the mound by Jackson Scott, who pitched a complete four-inning game, allowing only one run on three hits and recording four strikeouts. Hawthorne broke open the game in the third, scoring 10 runs. Hawthorne was led at the plate by Mark Tribble and Ethan Barone, who were both 2-for-3. Hawthorne also got hits from Andrew Sussman, Bo Broderick, and Jackson Scott, and Thomas, that sounds like a tasty beverage, Collins, who recorded his first Major League 2 RBI hit. State Bank was led by Sam Gilley, who scored the team's only run. Josh Northington, Bryson Morgan, and Adam Lefty Leftovitz also got hits. Hawthorne Drugs 13, State Bank 1 on Friday night. Last night, AAA action, Hayward Allen versus First American Bank. And this could have been the wildest game of the night. Both teams had excited early innings to run the scoreboard up early in the game. The score was 9-5 before the third inning and even got started. Jolton Justin Crawford had a banging double and slamming Sam Williams a down-the-line 2-1 RBI triple. Shout-out to Hayward Allen catcher Daniels for pushing his way into the First American dugout to tag out a runner who missed home plate to end the second inning. Hayward Allen, spurred on by Macon Smash Davis, solid rope into center field, topped a six-run at bat to take the lead 11-9 in the third. Battling back with grit, First American loaded the bases with one out in the bottom of the third. Their hopes were high when a shallow fly ball was missed right at third base, but it turned into a double play tag by third baseman Kendall Can't Touch This Smith to end the game. A thriller right to the end. The final score, Hayward Allen 11, First American 9. Next up, AAA, Carson Plumbing versus Zaxby's. An early lead helped Carson Plumbing defeat Zaxby's 12-2 on Monday night. Carson Plumbing scored on a stolen base by Damian Washington to get things started, followed up with walks from Jalen Willoughby, Quinn Osick, and Renzo Acosta, and a single by Jackson Dennis. Price West pitched a strong game for Carson, going 2 2/3 inning, allowing one run on four hits and two strikeouts and no walks. Sam Kiefer started the game for Zaxby's, and Colton Eberhart took over in relief. Eli Osick led Carson, going 2-for-2. Jalen Willoughby and Henry Scruggs both contributed with solid base hits as well. Carson had a total team effort with solid defense and 14 stolen bases, led by Damian Washington's 5 stolen bases. But the final score was Carson 12, Zaxby's 2. Next up, Major League action last night. Synovus beat State Bank and Trust 11-2, so Synovus' undefeated season continues. Law & Order versus Hawthorne Drugs. Law & Order claimed their first victory of the season with a win over Hawthorne on Field 2. Law & Order defeated Hawthorne tonight 6-5. Bo Stevens got the win on the mound as he went 5.5 innings through 83 pitches and had 5 strikeouts. Brad DeMint came in to close out Law & Order and struck out the final batter despite a full count and the tying run on third. Law & Order had great hits with Brad DeMint, Bo Stevens, Hampton Johnson, and Mike Campbell. Hank Stevens and Tab Butler also had singles. Hawthorne Drugs mounted a comeback led by Andrew Sussman, who had a towering home run in the sixth. This is a great nail-biting game that came down to the last pitch. But the final score, Law & Order 6, Hawthorne Drugs 5. Congratulations on your first win, guys. Finally, the last game of the night, Chase Park versus Northeast Sales. Chase Park was finally matched up last night against Northeast Sales. Chase Park's Walter Heckenberg and Charlie Walton combined to pitch a one-hit shutout, striking out 7 batters in 4 innings. It was a 2-0 game in the bottom of the second when Chase Park erupted for 10 runs, led by RBI hits from Bryson Ray, Charlie Doster, and Walter Heckenberg. For Chase Park, Boone Presnell had 2 hits and 3 runs. Heckenberg had 3 hits, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and was the winning pitcher. Zachary and Big Z Sims had 2 runs scored and great defense at second base last night. And rookie Reese Walton had an impressive debut last night behind the plate as catcher. For Northeast Sales, Peyton Talmadge recorded their lone base hit. The final score last night, Chase Park 14, Northeast Sales 0. And that, gentlemen, is the Little League Report for April 10th.
Bill, thank you very much. As always, we enjoyed it. We appreciate it. We'll catch you again next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thank you. Bill Overin with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A, Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, and also Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.